This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present the Governor of Wyoming, Mark Gordon.
Good morning.
Where do you want me, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Governor, if you'd like to come right up here, and we'll have Jimmy come up and administer the oath.
All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
This is great. So, here's the oath of office.
You want me to raise my right hand?
Yep, you better raise your right hand.
Make it official.
Thank you. I, James Cataline.
I, James Cataline.
Cataline?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Of 164 Wallows Creek Road, Buffalo, Wyoming, 82834.
Of 164 Wallows Creek Road, Buffalo, Wyoming, 82834.
Having been appointed as the Homeland Security Coordinator for Johnson County.
Having been appointed the Homeland Security Coordinator for Johnson County.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support, defend, and obey the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And I have not knowingly violated any law related to my election or appointment.
And I have not knowingly violated any law related to my election or appointment.
Or caused it to be done by others.
Or caused it to be done by others.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Very good. You are now sworn in. This is my coin.
Oh, wow.
It is got Dakota the West on the outside. So live each day with courage, take pride in your work. When you make a promise, keep it. My wife always tells me to talk less and say more, so I'll try to do that, but ride for the brands. My brands are on the outside of that coin, and I've added one more than the 10, which is to make the world a little better for being here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations. You better do the photo.
Thank you.
What an honor. Now I guess I signed it.
You can really pick up.
And we need a notary.
We got one here.
Oh, here. By golly.
Here we go.
And I guess that's for you to sign.
Right here?
Yep. You have as good a handwriting as anyone.
Right.
Well, welcome. It's good to meet you.
Thank you. You too, sir.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
How did Marilyn put you up to this job? And where is she?
She's back
Of course she's back there.
Yeah.
I've known Marilyn for a long... Well, she's known me longer than I've known her, but not by much.
Well, that's what she said. She's put you on the spot trying to get you up here. So.
Thank you, Governor.
You're welcome. What are you going to do now that you're just all like fishing and stuff?
I'm going to keep it a secret for a while. I'm just going to spring it on people. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Okay. Well, great. Oh, no, I think this is all yours.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'll stand down then.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
My understanding was it needed to be sent back to us.
All right. Now, what do you want?
Governor, we have you. Would you mind sharing just a few thoughts about the legislature, the dysfunction in Cheyenne, the fact that last night they blew up the budget conference process? One of the key negotiating points is actually the Veterans Home of Wyoming.
Sure.
And renovations there, which was in your original budget request. Senator Kinski tried to keep it in. It got taken out. Representative Crago got it put back in. Then yesterday, Senator Kinski tried to bargain it away. So just anything you'd like to expand on. We're so happy to have you here this morning, and you can use that or not.
Okay. Well, thanks. It's really nice to be home. And, you know, Bill, it's always good to see you. Jeff, great to see you. Commissioners, Bob. Bob's known me for a long time, too. So, in fact, has bothered me a long time. No, I'm just kidding. Jackie, good to see you. And Tucker, really good to see you as well. So the legislature has been a really interesting animal this year in that right from the start, as you all know, there was kind of a little bit of a rebellion in the Senate, and they changed the chairmanship of the Joint Appropriations Committee, which had worked pretty much the whole year, and then substituted, you know, after several cuts to the budget. They have been negotiating back and forth, and then kind of came to an impasse last evening, which was, I think. Pretty much unfortunate. They're $1.1 billion apart. They'd negotiated back to being $900 million apart. And it really didn't look like they were going to make any progress. I have been working with leadership pretty much continuously. The Veterans Home here, absolutely essential. You know, CapCon was one of the first casualties. And we're very concerned about the remodel of the Veterans Home, which I met with Secretary McDonough, who was here actually a few days ago, and talked about the importance of doing that and, you know, moving it up on the list because it's the largest project on the list, but also extremely vital. We'll continue to work to make sure that that project gets the attention it needs. I would say it's been really fascinating to me that some senators seem to have lost sight of the fact that energy is the lifeblood of Wyoming, and what we've been working on over the last, well, actually several administrations going back to Geringer, is to make sure that our legacy industries, coal, oil, and gas, continue to have a future. And part of that is the matching funds that Senator Steinmetz really made an effort to take out and compromise, you know, the work that we've done to keep Basin Electric's Dry Fork plant going, to keep Wyodak going, to keep Jim Bridger going, to keep, I mean, you just walk through all of these coal plants that we know are under attack. And we also can say, with some certainty, that what we've done here in Wyoming, what's been done also in North Dakota and in Texas, demonstrates that we can burn coal, we can capture carbon dioxide, and we can sequester it, and we can use it for enhanced oil recovery so we can get better recovery on our oil and so on. So I don't really know, other than, you know, perhaps a hope that it elevates her stature in potential governor's race, why Senator Steinmetz and her allies in this have really tried to take such a strong stance on those projects. And I think it's problematic, because I'll tell you, you know, there are several projects that are on the books. One is a company out of Virginia called BWXT that makes what are called micro reactors, these reactors that can be used for Trona plants. They're also a great case for remote villages in Alaska, where they now currently use diesel. Because we've, you know, made such an effort in Wyoming to revitalize the nuclear industry, as you've probably seen here in Johnson County, the price of yellow cake has gone up, and we now have people working again in that industry. That's at risk if the Senate's position holds on those. Similarly, roads that we're going to move to enable coal mines in Gillette to be able to expand are at risk. And I'm really fascinated that Senator Salazar has taken such a strong position against mining because, as you know, as a former resident of Fremont County, there used to be iron, there used to be uranium, and now there's the potential for a nickel mine to go into Fremont County, and his vote against, to cut all those funding things also imperils that project, which we just approved through the WEA a couple of days ago. So I think the issue here is that people haven't been able to come to terms on that. Last night they did succeed in getting a second Senate committee joint JCC with new people involved, and I think the House will probably follow suit this morning. I haven't heard
they
if they have.
Night,
they did it last night as well.
Same committee with now Lloyd Larson as the chair.
So my guess is that there will be better progress. Their time, is running short. They do have 3 days in the bank that they can hold, and already I've heard that they'll probably run into Saturday. The most disappointing thing about all of this to me is that, there's really one job that this legislature has to do during the budget session. And I don't know if they all looked back east and said, gosh, we see what's going on in D.C. and we'd really love to do it here. That's not the way Wyoming has ever done things. And I don't mean to be extra critical of this, but there just seems to be a dogma that has been advanced on the part of certain senators. And I do understand, and you probably all know this too, that the Senate has always tried to be a little bit more, the word that comes to mind is conservative, but that's not what's happening this year. It's just cheap. So they've always been a little more reluctant to, have the programs that the House has had. And I think they've been frustrated over the last couple of years, but that's really come forward this year. And I think, Bill and commissioners, and Mr. Chairman and commissioners, I think one of the worst things to me is the fact that we need to support local governments. We need to make sure that counties have the resources they need, that municipalities have the resources they need. The MRG program that I've focused on for so many years, when you look at Claremont, their well went out. And Senator Kinski was very adamant that we get something there to fix it, which we were able to do. But we only have so many resources. And when Representative Harrelson said the Wheatland Water Tower is leaking and about to fail and it's an emergency, that was $9 million out of $10 million that we had left. We couldn't fund it. And the tax base in Platte County is very, very small. So I think there's this need for, and I think the county commissioners have all done a very good job of explaining how important county government is. But at the same time that we're working on property tax reform, which takes away resources from you, we're also paring back resources we make available to be able to fill the gaps. And there's sort of happy little promises that are made that the government will be able to fill in behind you. And that comes back to the energy story, because if you look at what's happening with oil and gas, if you look at what's happening with coal, those are the things that have paid the load, and they're both, all three of them are under significant attack. Which means that we have to continue to fight. We were very successful in allowing the BLM to continue leasing for coal, which is a great victory, and I'm very happy we were able to do that. But now, we need to see if people actually are going to bid, which will be helpful. Is there anything in particular beyond that I can add color to? I hope this this committee, I think, should be a little bit more motivated to try to find an issue. The last thing I would say is that our inflation letter, which was a little more complicated, I'll take some blame for that, than it needed to be. I think there's this notion somehow that the letter that we have for inflation is anticipatory, and it's not. It is what we're seeing now. So when you say we're going to cut back from what that inflation number that we advanced is, that means we're going to have to figure out how to cut, and that could be, you know, problematic for things like capital construction. And the last thing I would say really is on the capital construction bill, which is usually separate from the appropriations bill. And in that case, you know, that was blown out of the water right away. It's now put back into the regular budget, which is problematic because I think the budget should be a one bill kind of thing. And in the process, I've been really fighting to make sure that the system that was set up under Campbell and Washakie case, you know, the Campbell and Washakie court cases that said we had to really work on making sure that every student had the right, the same opportunities. Knowledgeable about an attorney here, so I want to make sure I say this correctly. But there's a process that we go through in terms of sort of figuring out which school is going to be built at what time and how much money we're going to put into it. And that's evolved over time. I put Jack Tarter in charge of the School Facilities Commission because Jack has a very good sense of that and understands it. But the legislature keeps trying to run around it. First it was, you know, Laramie 1, then it was Teton, now it's Campbell and Rock Springs, and they're trying to sort of leapfrog the other schools in the process. And we've really tried to adhere to a process that's going to keep us out of the courts. And I think because we're now toying around with what school gets put in what a budget, which is traditional, but our ability to withstand the legal scrutiny that several districts have brought on us, I think, is potentially at risk here. So, situation normal.
Very much so. Well, Governor, I know it either is on your desk or about to land on your desk, and certainly we appreciate the support of direct distribution and hope that you'll sign that into law. And certainly, on behalf of all the commissioners across the state, as we fight federal land management plans, sage-grouse, conservation rule, we appreciate the support that you've always given us on FINRBA, which allows us to have the attorney. Certainly hoping maybe we'll be able to hire a second as the gauntlet gets harder and harder for us as cooperating agencies trying to protect our way of life and public access and multiple use. So we just thank you for always being a good partner with cities, towns, counties, and always remembering where you're from.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marilyn made sure I remembered where I was from. On the sage-grouse thing, I would say that I've recently had a meeting with Director Stone Manning about, you know, their plans. They plan to be able to release something sometime this month as a draft, and we'll see how it goes. I have not heard particular objections to the new special management areas that are, you know, I think of particular interest in Johnson, Campbell, and probably Converse counties. But I think we feel fairly strong about the possibility that we'll be recognized on that point. And we'll go to the mat to make sure that people understand that the place that has the most robust populations and the best habitat continues to be able to manage them the way we have. And the last thing I'd say on that note is there was a great headline that said that wolves were not warranted for relisting. That's exciting. But what is not exciting is the follow-on verbiage, and maybe, Tucker, you've had a chance to look at that, but there is, the designated area is at risk, and so this was sort of given and taken away at the same time. We are unclear what this potentially means for Wyoming's management of wolves, but we will continue to work to make sure that Wyoming manages our wolves, which, again, we have done better than other places. So,
well, we thank you for your leadership, sir.
All right.
We know that you need to get back down to the circus to be the ringmaster.
Well, thank you all. Any questions from Jeff or Robert?
Back in the back corner.
I do see our retiring emergency management coordinator raising her hand.
Mr. Chairman, could I have the privilege of the floor here?
Privilege of the floor.
Thank you. Mr. Governor, I know that you've taken a huge interest in our emergency management services, ambulance services across the state. And I understand you have some money set aside, or in your letter, of like, what is it, $5 million for grants and stuff. So I wondered if you could just take a few more minutes and talk about where we're at and what the state has done so far to help ambulance services across the state.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
That has not survived particularly well in this legislative session. Our interest there is in trying to figure out how to regionalize our ambulance services to make them more affordable. We have, if memory serves, and Marilyn, you can correct me, but I think Shoshone, Casey, and Lusk are all in one district currently now because they all report to Casper. That makes no sense. It's huge. And Lusk, for instance, has ambulances are not inexpensive, and they have a request. And so we're trying to make sure that we have emergency medical services available when you call 911. I think most people expect that there's going to be somebody that responds. And for those of us that grew up here, I remember.
I can remember it too.
Yeah.
Somebody that had a station wagon was the ambulance one.
That's correct. And this is one of those things that we believe is really an essential service and needs to be dealt with. And so we're continuing to work on that. We're looking at a couple of pilot programs. Mm-hmm. But there has to be a will in the legislature to help stand up to make this program work. Bob, you and I remember going through a couple of our emergency responder classes in KC. I think you were probably an instructor.
No, I was in the class.
I remember your brother bringing chains for demonstration on how to do birth, Alan thought that was, and Larry Smith thought that was pretty funny. Julie didn't. She was trying to teach the. Julie Hansen had a big red face, but the point to me is that we have to find a way to get these ambulances. Not only the equipment, but we have most people that are serving on ambulance are now in their 50s and 60s. We need to get more youth trained. And you've seen in Sheridan and Campbell that they've kind of combined the services. Park County and Bighorn County are combining. And so I think there's a model here that can work, and we just need to make sure we have that opportunity to move forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Governor.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, wonderful friends, it is wonderful to be back in Johnson County. Thank you. What?
We'll allow you back if you ever get down to Cheyenne.
This is the county that hasn't trusted Cheyenne and whatever.
1892.
Well, thank you all. Congratulations again, sir.
Thanks for stepping up.
Thanks for coming up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Marilyn, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for all your
I'm
service.
Leaving now. This was my last official.
Thank you so much.
Marilyn, you can't go quite yet, so.
Oh. Are we doing something?
Well, if you'd like to give it to her, since
no, I'll stand by.
You were complicit in the efforts. Marilyn, on behalf of the commissioners, first of all, you were a trailblazer. You were the first female commissioner in Johnson County. You served with distinction, then you stepped away and came back to serve the people in another way, and that was as our emergency management coordinator. And so, with the help of the governor, we have a flag that was flown over the Capitol for you. So, I'd love to present it to you, or the governor can present it to you.
And I also have one of those.
You're going to make me cry.
Well, you know some of the brands on that, I think.
Anyway, it's truly an honor.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
No crying.
Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you all.
Okay,
Mr. Hicks, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, commissioners. For you, there were minutes from February 20th, 2024. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions?
The corrections are all made. Move to accept the minutes. Supported.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Madam Clerk, looks like you have the first business up. This is a renewal of a liquor license, so I turn it over to you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I have a little bit of a correction here. I did put this on the agenda as a renewal, but when the folks from the Stampede came in to renew, it was determined they had established an LLC. And so we called the state liquor division together, and they said the best thing for them to do was to submit a new application under the new name and send a letter to relinquish that beverage permit as of the date of the expiration. So that's what's happened. Everything's been submitted. I did get my correction letter from them, and all the corrections have been sent in. So I respectfully request that the commissioners consider approving this. Once approved, I submit that to the state of Wyoming, and they'll send back their approval letter for you to sign.
So it looks like before you is a malt beverage license for Rock and Roll LLC, DBA, the Stampede. So I would open up a hearing for the renewal of the liquor license. Is there any public comment on the renewal of this malt beverage permit, which is located at 139 Monument Drive in the county? Any public comment on the renewal of the malt beverage license? Public comment. All right, hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment period. Commissioners, what is your pleasure?
Move to approve and the second license.
I have a motion. I've got a motion second to renew the malt beverage license. Commissioners, any discussion amongst you? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Mr. Waller, I'd like to welcome up our county planner as we award our contract for creation of an update to our comprehensive land use plan.
We had an adding error in that stuff that was given to me, but what I did is just kind of ran a really quick summary together based on how we advertised it, included it in the table, and then attached to that letter that error, adding error, and then just for review purposes, I added my score in on it just to kind of my two cents, I guess. So the table on the letter is the raw scores added up on each individual sheet that you gentlemen gave me. And so we advertised this RFP, and the selection process is being taking the average of all the members' scores, looking at them, how they were submitted, recognizing we had two consulting firms, Y2 Consulting LLC and WWC Engineering. As it, you know, it is with the average, it's 95 and two-thirds to 78 and two-thirds. Y2. So I had a couple of thoughts and wanted to just make sure the board needs to discuss probably the proposals, hear any comments amongst yourselves before you make a decision. They're both qualified applicants or firms that submitted. There's kind of a difference between the two. I think you guys kind of saw that. We have Y2 is a Wyoming firm. WWC is a Wyoming firm. The planner for WWC is out of Helena. Done a significant amount of work up in northern Montana with smaller communities and Blaine County, Montana. Y2 has done a lot of natural resource management planning in Wyoming. They listed some of their more recent projects, but looking back, they've been doing natural resource planning for a number of years in Wyoming, especially with the 23 counties. We also had, you know, they did our plan. Their significant weight, I think, when we start thinking about Johnson County, our custom and our culture and what we have here in the community and the county. I think Governor Gordon mentioned something that we all know is going on. We got a whole corridor out in the middle of the county. It's also an area where we have a lot of significant oil and gas activity. So there is a lot of weight in my mind as far as how we're looking at your proposals and what moves forward. Johnson County is going to see growth. We're going to see impacts on our private lands and those decisions moving forward. But we're also going to see the impacts to our custom and the fact that, you know, ag is going to be having issues. He touched on it briefly about wolves. I'm watching the wolf issue because of what's going on. They're about 6 miles south of the Wyoming border in Colorado, and that's an interesting mess. I think it's going to impact Wyoming, and at least our wildlife is going to get decimated. That's a massive migration corridor. We have massive migration corridors, so I'd let you guys just discuss them. I put the overall cost together. You know, it's $109,000 versus $50,000. One difference is the public outreach. Both have really good public outreach identified and participation. WWC focuses that the county should probably look at an asset survey, meaning we'd go around and probably survey most of the county residents to get their input on issues facing the citizens, issues facing our community and our county. I've done that survey before where we seek information from the entire population in the county. Back when my experience was, it was $10,000 plus, and that was 15 years ago. So I think if we were to want to have significant results in a survey, we're probably talking $20,000 realistically. They put a cost in there of what it would take, and the firm would analyze those results, but the county would be responsible for the mailing. And to do a successful survey like that, we're probably doing 3 mailings, and we know that stamps are 65 cents or whatever a stamp. So that's a cost that would be in addition to the one. And again, I think we have very qualified applicants. There is a little bit of difference with the natural resource movement, and I think that might have something to the commissioners, you know, adding to your discussion points and your comments. So,
Mr. Weller, as county planner, your recommendation is to go with Y2. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be where I would lean with what we know is going to happen out here up on the mountain and how that impacts our entire social economic being of the county. Y2 does have a lot of influence, I'd say, as far as planning. Some counties have opted to use them when they run into these issues with their natural resource issues. And the governor has set aside money still in natural resource, and that still exists. And I have a feeling it's just going to, if we get through the budget session, that's something that I think is going to be a continual thing that we're going to have to just keep an eye on in the state. We have, 50% of our land mass is federal land, and those federal decisions are going to get more complicated on our private lands, especially how they're intermingled together. So, I don't know if you guys have specific questions, if you want to discuss what was presented. They're both really good firms, though. I just am a little nervous about when we're looking at planning and a difference between Montana and Wyoming as far as planning law. Wyoming, we're kind of infancy with our planning laws. Counties and states around us, they have more people, they have different laws, and a lot of the rules are completely different when you look at the state statutes. And so with that in mind, that's kind of where we have a reference in there about policy, growth policy, and we're talking a comprehensive plan. Some communities don't have to have that zoning, to regulate stuff. In Johnson County, well, right now in Wyoming, it's a paragraph on how you deal with growth, and that's through the zoning, which we are talking about a plan, not zoning. So that's the significant difference that I saw. Just given, the other thing that I noted was up in Montana with the one county, they don't have a lot of federal land. And we have a tremendous amount of federal land. And I think that's a massive difference of how we interact as a community, especially with the board making decisions. We obviously have stuff that happens on the private land, but we have influence with decisions on the federal land and the state land. So.
Commissioners, questions for Mr. Waller?
No, I think that Mr. Waller has researched it and come up with a good viable plan.
I think what also is important is we are well under what we budgeted for our natural resource plan. There's $180,000 in the budget, the preferred vendor is the more expensive vendor. It's still well under and it's a not to exceed. So there's a potential that they could come in well under $100,000. Jim, in laying the side-by-side comparison, I'm assuming things like preparation of maps and the other things that are in the one proposal that are not in the other, that would probably have to fall onto your office to do?
That's my assumption, as I think that we would have a lot more work in-house. I talked to Megan Nelms. That's the other thing. Megan Nelms was the Campbell County planner for 15 years. I've known her for a long, long time. And I did finally figure out our data. So I think taking the existing data that was used to come up with a land use analysis and then incorporating new data in 2024 is a little bit easier. I think these guys would be able to do some of the analysis of what we need. And I recognize that they have a big firm. So their team of pool is a lot bigger, and that could be why their cost comes down. But I have a feeling that we would be having to share and probably produce, because that was one of the key criteria that planning and zoning, when they presented this to the board, was we want simple, and we want to be able to have more visual aids and more things that are useful to the board as we move forward. Planning is kind of related. You see development come in, and then the impacts to roads and people asking for accesses. And the more houses down a county road, the more accesses we have, the more work the road and bridge has to contend with. And I think that's all stuff the county needs to be mindful of. So,
I thought they were both very good, but I could definitely see a difference in presentation of the outlaws one a little bit easier. I like the timelines that was in there.
I was probably swayed pretty much by the price of the two different.
I was too initially.
Yeah.
And I guess that I wasn't aware of the fact that we were going to have to provide mapping and things like that.
I'm with you, Commissioner Barry. At first, I was like, wow, this is a wonderful deal. And as we know from the website experience, the cheaper vendor isn't always the best vendor.
Not necessarily.
I think to note, Mr. Chairman, if we work on ever moving to like a capital improvements plan and looking at our infrastructure and the buildings and things like that, I think WWC would be a wonderful firm right next door that could look at a lot of things. And what I kind of feel is that they're trying to come back into Wyoming on more of a bigger planning platform. And they're in Montana, and they definitely are very qualified. I'm not saying they're not. It's just the cost is where I kind of fell. And I was like, oh, but we have a distinct difference. And when we look at that value of what we know is coming in our state, that's got to register a little bit with us. I'm all about trying to not spend as much money as we possibly can. So I was excited when they came in, what they did come into. I spoke with Carbon County and Park County because of how the planners all coordinate and talk about what's going on. Both of those counties went through and updated their comprehensive plans, as well as are dealing with the development regulation. So when you add that all together, it's a big project of what they're encountering. And so I'm very pleased with what we're seeing. And I think any contract that the county attorney would review, you know, would be not to exceed and try to keep it as low as possible. With either one.
Commissioner, are you ready to take action or can you
get? No, I'm ready.
Okay.
Motion to approve Y2 for our comprehensive land use plan.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Waller. And I think you've got a sketch plan on your agenda tonight. Anything else from the planning office we need to be aware of?
No. It is going to be just a sketch plan for a minor subdivision off Traving and Red Hills Road down in that area. I've spoke with Road and Bridge and put a report together for planning and zoning. I'll have a few additional items that go with them. And then coordinating the access. Again, not ideal, but we're tasked with looking at them and moving forward. I was going to let planning and zoning know our action today, and then with your decision, I'll probably coordinate it to come out of the commissioner's office with commissioner's letterhead of awarding that contract and also sending a letter out for thank you for the response. And I think keep in mind, as we move forward, we are always going to need work done on various projects and things. So meeting is a reminder. I messed up last month and had 7 p.m. on the agenda. We are meeting at 6. The board decided to pop up an hour early. And right now it's pretty quiet, but it is getting busier as the spring comes in. So.
Thank you, Mr. Waller.
Thank you.
All right, if you and the assessor want to hang front, if there's any discussion that needs to be had on the contract for the updates to the website. We had discussed this at last meeting. There were some changes that needed to be made about the 60 days. So at this point, Mr. Ruby, are you comfortable with?
Yes. So there are a few other things that we talked about, the kind of concerns that I had. The one thing that was hanging out there was the 30 versus the 60. It was amended to be 60, which is what we wanted it to be. And so given what's being offered and given what the contract says, I don't have any issues with the commission going ahead and engaging Vessor Logic to do our redesign. Well, sorry. I have no issues with I don't have to say whether you engage them or not. I have no issue with the contract and the commission deciding to sign the contract.
Any thoughts, gentlemen?
I'm happy with what Tim has had to present to us. We need to go forward if we're going to get this ever done. So he's right there. He's easy to talk to. I believe the right thing to do.
Yep, I do too.
I should also add, he had no hesitation changing the contract, none whatsoever. He had a revised contract with us 5 minutes after the phone call.
Very responsive to anything we have. And I do feel we'll probably have a beta test, be able to review it and look at it long before we ever even have issues. And I guess the only other thing that the board should be aware of is we keep getting a message about what to do about revise.
I think we'll refer that to Mr. Ruby.
Get a message from who?
Frederick, our account manager.
Yeah, we're on a third account manager now.
Yeah, we're on a third account manager.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Okay, I think probably just a letter and tell them no, because they keep asking us, when are we going to do this, and this, and yeah.
We will reach out to them in a very nice way.
Okay.
So three account managers and three project managers and two salespeople.
Five people for, okay, it's just...
Amazing, they want to talk to you now.
And you can't, in the head of the email it says you can't respond to it. So I don't know how you deal with that. You can't.
How do you respond to a non-response?
And there's no phone number to call either, so.
Well, maybe they're all AI and it's not even real people. So.
I do wonder that.
Okay. Commissioners, you've heard their recommendations. What's your pleasure?
Move to accept vector logic.
And I'll second the motion. There's a motion and a second to approve the contract with Vector Logic for website redesign. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward.
We will get that signed today. Back to Tim.
This group has put a lot of effort into this website redesign. I think that given the right circumstances, they probably could have done it on their own.
We've learned an awful lot, that's for sure.
It's a couple times after having this incident behind the board.
Madam Clerk, did you have additional business that you needed us to transact? Do you see our public health folks in attendance? Did you guys have business that you needed from the commissioners? Just like seeing your smiling faces. Good. All right. Commissioners, brings us to time of vouchers. You have vouchers in the amount of $201,609.92. Did anybody have any questions? Vouchers they'd like the clerk to pull or have any concerns?
No. I move to approve the vouchers in sum of $201,690.92.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us now to time of public comment, and we would welcome any public comment.
I just have a question. Based on, Mr. Chairman, based on the legislature's inaction yesterday, what's the process of the legislature moving forward, and what are impacts to the county?
Very good question, Mr. Waller. And what we've been told is if they run out of days, the Speaker or the Senate President would have to call a special session. And if they do not have a budget approved by the 30th of June, all state functions will cease. So similar to, so our county positions that are partially paid by state dollars, we could, I guess, essentially fund those or be forced to furlough some of our county employees. What it would mean for operations of the state prison, I have no idea. Potentially no highway patrol, no fire inspector, health inspector. Certainly the state auditor wouldn't be there to process payments. So if we had a reimbursement from the state for something that the county attorney's office has done, or getting them payment for the portion of the county attorney's salary that is paid by the state.
I'm going to ask that question. If you got furloughed,
that would all cease. So, very real. Any other public comment? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Moved and seconded.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.